Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, they talking. Crabtree, you listening? Streets is talking, let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me circling the block.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with the Twisted Hip Hop. We coming to you live, Martin Luther the King Edition. Man, we at the grand opening. I wish we was, but we there in spirit. I couldn't get on the flight to my man Chef before we even go any further. I want to say congratulations again to our man Chef when he get into the asylum, to the grand opening of the restaurant part of A Taste of Heaven down there in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. Off Liberty Street. Man, we appreciate you, Chef. We know you're listening, baby. But before that, what's up, T-Row, my cellmate? We in live. How you doing tonight?
Yo, yo, it's Streets. We back again after a hell of a weekend. You know what it is, L Boogie. I can't wait to get it in. Man, damn. What a way to get to the Super Bowl, both for Denver and for Seattle, but I know we're going to definitely get into that. What about your boy Kevin Durant? This boy right here, man, I know we're going to talk about that fool. 7 straight 30-point games and put up 54 on Friday. Damn, come on, KD. Slow down, baby, slow down. Don't put him in the headlock so hard. But you know what it is. I know the listeners out there in the asylum shaking them balls, ready to talk about what your boy Richard Sherman has said. He's supposed to be a Stanford grad. He ain't supposed to be talking trash like that on national TV. Oh, man. But I got some insight. I can't wait till we get to that Seattle game. I done heard what happened on why these two dudes beefing so hard. So, you know, I can't wait to get to it, man. Let's hurry up and get to it because I know that it's hot. It's Monday. Everybody ready to check us out, man. So, you know, for everybody checking us out on the web, you know what it is. Keep us hot, man. What's up to the world? I see you out there, sports officials. What's going on, L Boogie? Uels, I see you.
Oh, yeah. It's hot. It's hot on this, man, on this Monday. But let's get to the first game, the Legends, because they played first. Man, oh, man. You heard Belichick this morning complaining about what Wes Welker did to Akeem Talib. Now, before we continue, I'm going to leave questions out there for the world. If you want to chime in, you can chime in. But was it an illegal hit? You let us know. Tom Brady, did he leave plays out on the field? Did his booty hole get tight? The great Tommy Cool. Are we going to give Peyton Manning credit for what he did? Does he still get a pass? Man, shout out to my man, Mr. Bowman, for the San Francisco 49ers. Ew. Navarro, torn ACL. Navarro Bowman for the 49ers. We just want to say shout out to you, man. Hopefully you get better. Now, question to you, to the fans. T-Row, evaluate that game for me. Did Peyton Manning come to play? Was it him or was it the no-show of the New England Patriots? You need more people. Tom didn't have enough people, but I picked them. I picked both road teams. I'm going to eat crow. So what? My question to you, did the injury of Talib, did that affect the game as well? Because before that, it looked like he had your boy, Demaryius Thomas, locked down. And the boy, your belly check was so upset.
So upset.
About what Wes Welker did. He didn't even call him by his name, T-Row. He has no love for Wes Welker, especially after that.
Well, to be honest with you, you know, that's a 50-50 call, man. You know, of course, Coach John Fox of the Denver Broncos said that, you know, there was no, you know, intent towards, you know, that play. But we all know, L Boogie, we know that the best defender on the New England Patriots team was that guy. That guy that you deliberately tried to hurt and take out the game, which you were successful at. Now, we all know what happened in Foxborough in week 12 when Peyton Manning took the Denver Broncos up there, had a 24-0 lead at halftime, but then choked and let Tom Brady come back and Bill Belichick look like an all-star that he is or a Hall of Fame coach that he is. But this is what happened, L Boogie. When you want to say that one play cost you the game, man, please. Because last time I checked, this was a team sport. 22 guys, 11 on offense, 11 on defense. And from what I understood, well, from what I saw yesterday, Peyton Manning didn't need Akeem Talib to go out, even though he did. 400 yards. So it wasn't like that one man was just going to slow down the show. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, hold up. You only had 3 points in three quarters. Now, we ain't used to that. Yeah, I give you a break. You ain't got that many people on your roster. That's, you know, yeah, you missing some pieces. But guess what? You made it to the AFC Conference Championship game. So I don't want to hear no excuses about, oh, you took my man out. Oh, we didn't have all of, I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. because you made it there with who you got. And the great Bill Belichick, big ups to you, man. You did all you could, but come on, man. You can't throw it on Wes Welker. You only throwing it on Wes because he was part of your organization last year, and he was part of the new organization that whooped your ass this year to where you can't go to the Super Bowl since 2005. Granted, you make a lot of playoff appearances, but damn it, last time I checked, I thought we were counting rings.
That's the only thing we go by in the streets. Rings.
So my thing is, Peyton Manning, big ups to you. First time in Bill Belichick's history that his team gave up 572 total yards worth of offense. It had to happen sometimes. It's Peyton's year. I told you. Peyton needs to win it every time. If he don't, whoa, he gonna go out like Troy Aikman. See ya. He might even get the Joe Theismann treatment. But big ups to you, Peyton Manning. Got a big game on your hands, baby. We're second down there in New York. You know what I mean? I think you can get it done. But I know we definitely gonna. We got plenty of time to talk about that. But that's what I took from it. You know, oh, hold on. This is another thing. Bill Belichick, why you trying to blame the game on Wes Welker? You should be blaming it on yourself. Poor Coach Madison. What happened to LeGarrette Blount, the guy that broke a playoff record last week, and we don't even get to see the guy. He had carried the ball three times. I don't even know how many yards he had.
Hold on, bro. I would have smashed him out, too. He was tippy-toeing like he was battling for the Alvin Haley Company up in New York. He was tippy-toeing. 260 pounds tippy-toeing up in Denver. He looked like he was scared. You scared? What Pop said, Juice? This scared. Oh, it's Martin Luther King edition. Oh! Call in, let us know what you think. Let's go to the next in the finale game. Woo! First of all, big ups to Russell Wilson. He becomes the sixth QB to start a Super Bowl in his first or second year of season. Big ups to him. But I want to say this about my man Colin Kaepernick. I gave a stat on the sports official before I got off the air, and I said in the career, Colin Kaepernick has thrown the ball 17 times towards Richard Sherman's way. Completion, 7 times. Touchdown, 0. Picky pool, 7. A rating of 28.7. And that was before the game. And you tried to go at him the last play of the game or, you know, close to? I don't know. You were doing fine without that. And you had you had 3 turnovers in the last 11 minutes. That spells for disaster in the streets. Now, bro, let me ask you this, man. Did Colin Kaepernick show his, you know, his experience there, you know what I mean, with those fumbles and that interception? And also, Richard Sherman, did he ruin the moment? Was he valid for going off like that about your boy Michael Crabtree? I know he's from Texas, but I know you got some info in the street when he was howling, when they was kicking it at, you know what I'm saying, our dude, you know what I mean, Mr. Larry Fitzgerald at his party. Give us some information about that, man. Does it extend back to that role? Is it going that deep?
It wasn't a party. First of all, what it was Larry Fitzgerald every year holds a softball game in reference to his mom. His mom passed away a couple of years ago due to cancer. And so every summer, Larry Fitzgerald holds this softball game in her honor. And what happened was last year, Larry Fitzgerald invited Mr. Richard Sherman and also Michael Crabtree to come on down and participate in the function. It was a great function. A lot of people turned out, a lot of superstars and everything. You know, even Kevin Hart was down there. And, you know, it just, for that moment between those two, it started out as a little joking game, but then it got serious. And before the game, before the softball event had ended, it was to a point to where these two didn't have to be separated. But, you know, it was a lot of trash talk being talked even from then. And so what happened was, I guess that it had carried over into what was becoming the pregame talk before the game even started. you know, we had a nice little week where, you know, Seattle was saying, you know, there's no love lost when we play those guys. San Fran was like, hey, it's just a rival, and it's just the top of the – this is just a heated rival. And so with all that being built up and held on to since the summertime, you know, what better way to have it played out, you know, on the last play of the game? It's kind of hard to try to say if it was appropriate or inappropriate for Richard Sherman to say what he said on national TV. You know, I understand when you're in the heat of the moment and, you know, reporters come up to you, you're going to say what you want to say. But I will give Richard Sherman this. After he made the play, I don't think he sarcastically went up to Michael Crabtree and wanted to shake his hand. You know, I think he did it in part as, you know, good game. You know, it was almost there, but, you know, you had to throw it to my side. Come on, man. Richard Sherman is the Deion Sanders this year of football. If you threw it to his side, you made a mistake. The dude only leads the league in interceptions this season. He only leads the league in talking trash to your most favorite talented player up until the game starts. I mean, if you didn't know who this guy was, come on, man. And then, you know, I think it would have went a whole lot different if Michael Crabtree wouldn't have tried to, you know, do what he did in the aftermath of it all. Because I think that's what stirred it up even more. And once, you know, once the game was over, what else do you say? He didn't want to shake my hand. I'm at home. Okay. Well, then listen to what I got to say. So was it inappropriate? I'm not going to say it was inappropriate. All of us who are sports fans or who done played this game of football, basketball, baseball, if you've been competitive in anything, hell, I don't care if it was chess or checkers. If I make a great move, guess what? If you don't want to shake my hand, I'm going to let your ass have it. I'm giving you the business every time. Because if you don't care about me, damn it, I'll care about you. And it's the media's too big. We got Twitter, Facebook. We got all this stuff. If you want to, you don't, come on, man. It's 22 cameras at every game, man, catching every player from every angle. Come on, man. You should have just shook his head, gave him a high five, Crabtree. Game was over. We knew that. But this is what I love. Every time the 49ers be in a clutch moment, why did I always go to Crabtree? Because he's a touchless nigga. That's why. We come through in the thick. We just didn't do it that time because he didn't throw it high enough. But when you want the job done, throw it to a Texas still. That's what you do.
I know you didn't say that at the end. They threw it to a Texas snow at the Super Bowl, and he didn't do it that time. I thought you might do it again, but I'm going to tell you this, though. Let me tell you this. Where was Vernon Davis as well? Oh, you know what happened. He got hit a little bit. Crybaby Gangster, CBG. What happened, Vernon? I didn't see you. And listen to this. This is what Richard Sherman told. He said, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that result you're going to get. But in the streets, you see he didn't do that to Anquan Boldin.
Well, he wasn't sticking Anquan.
That's my point.
He was only sticking in. He was sticking the best guy on the field at the time. Hey, it happens. Anquan did his thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not mad at Colin Kaepernick at all, because what Colin Kaepernick showed me yesterday, even in a loss, that boy is cold. There was nobody who could run the ball, and I told you guys this before the game even started. The only way that they were going to get rushing yards is if it was going to be through Colin.
Let me give you this stat before we go to commercial. He's been the most blitzed this year. But against Seattle, zero blitzes. We do the numbers in the street. That's what counts. Because we don't want to go to jail on the RICO. So we make sure we keep up with the numbers. When we come back from the commercial, we're going to get into the asylum. Get your thoughts. We're going to check down in Pittsburgh with the chef, see how he's doing on his grand opening. Oh, my goodness. And Martin Luther King, we want to thank you, because we all should have a dream in the streets. T-Row, I'm your host, L Boogie, the producer. Man, give us what we want, man. Yeah. Luther King Day. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. I want to thank everybody in the world for tuning in. Oh, shout out to Martin Luther King once again. Obama, we appreciate the inspiration. The Streets of North Park, Texas, Cleveland, Ohio, Huff Heights. Appreciate the inspiration. And speaking of inspiration, I appreciate being an inspiration of my man Earl Boy, because he's getting his 7 week retired January 30th down there in Cleveland, Ohio at our old high school. I appreciate it. Man, let's get straight to the asylum, bro. Who we got coming here, man?
Yo, the streets is talking. What's up, world? The streets is talking. How you doing, L Boogie? T-Row?
What's going on with my young nephew, man? This is one of my favorite pop-ups right here, for those that don't know. Was the producer. Is he still the producer of the show? Repping all the way from Cleveland. Young Steph, Steph. Man, tell me something, man. How did you like the games over the weekend, young nephew?
I don't know, man. I have some mixed feelings about the games, though. I'm not going to lie. Because I felt like that Denver and that Patriots game should have been way closer than what it was, to be honest with you. I don't know, man. I think that pressure got the Brady over the weekend, man. He kind of choked a little bit. I don't know what happened.
Were you actually going for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, or were you pulling for Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos?
I don't know, man. Brady got that little high horse. I think he got knocked off. I did want to see the Broncos pull through. I'm not going to lie. But I kind of figured, you know what I'm saying, that Manning is his year. I don't know. But them Seahawks, man. They're young and talented. Everybody need to watch out for them. I'm trying to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Kaepernick. I don't know what happened to Kaepernick over the weekend, man.
He had a great first half, but the second half just began to catch up to him a little bit. Do you think Russell Wilson can show and perform at the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, man, I feel like that's a great feeling, man, for him to be so young and talented. He's so young. He got great talent. Got that arm. Many people didn't expect him to, you know what I'm saying, prosper as hard as he did, though. I'm glad he pulled through. Everybody had their eyes on RG3, and what did he do?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Got tight. Like,
yeah, the booty
all
got tight.
Young Steph, that's what I'm talking about. Now, Young Steph, let me ask you this. We got the number one offense in the Denver Broncos going up against the number one defense in the Seattle Seahawks. We really haven't seen this. I'm going to ask you this right now. Who you got in the Super Bowl? Is it going to be the vet Peyton Manning, or is it going to be the young youth in Russell Wilson that's going to pull through?
Well, you know me, I'm all about the youth, so I mean, let's go Seahawks.
All about the Seahawks. So we're going to have another black quarterback to win the Super Bowl, Young Steph.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, for those that don't know, I love what Steph say that. Say that again, Young Steph.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got it from the best, man. L Boogie, shout out to him, man.
That's my nephew right there.
What do you feel, San Adosio to the world? That don't know, that's L Boogie's son right there. So, you know what I mean? But let me ask you this before we let you go. The street question of the night.
All right.
Was that an illegal play? Was that a dirty play by Wes Welker?
Oh, I don't really know, man. I kept seeing it on the replay, man. I had to rewind and fast forward a few times. But I really don't know. I think, honestly, it was a good block, but it was kind of low. I'm not gonna lie, it was a little low, but I mean, it was a good hit though. I mean, it get grimy in them streets, you know what I mean? Like on that field, it's a whole nother world. You got to be ready and prepare your body for all of that. So I mean, I'm gonna just say this with Talib, and I'm gonna leave it at this. He B.O.B. because he was a bag of bones. That same thing happened last season when he was playing in the playoffs and injured himself. In the playoffs last year, man. I don't know. I don't think he ready. I don't think he cut out for this type of thing, man.
There you have it. Young Steph, let us know the real truth. Because you know what, Young Steph? You just brought it back. He did get hurt in the playoffs last year. And
I'm trying to tell you, man. You got to keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
That's a big field out there.
No doubt. We appreciate that, sir, for you calling in. And guess who just walked in the studio? We had Hard Body Beeman, a.k.a. Big Al, and we had Little B just come up in the studio.
Oh,
it's getting thick on Martin Luther King
Show.
Day. Oh, yeah, they hear you, and no doubt. And don't forget, remember this, sir. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You already know.
The producer of the show, Steph. And let's, before we continue, Ro, what's going on with Darren Sharper, man, down there? He taking advantage of Flint sandwiches.
Did he go to Florida State? He didn't go to Florida State, so he can't do that. He can't pull out. He can't pull out the FSU.
Sensation University, don't do me like that.
What's wrong with that guy? Sexual assault, was indicted this weekend, arrested for sexually assaulting a young lady down in Los Angeles. But then you know what's so bad about it, L Boogie? That's just not one. The dude got three on his books. He got two in L.A., and then he got one in New Orleans for September. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. September, October. Come on, man. That's only 4 months, man. What the? Darren Sharper, you supposed to be looking good on TV, not showing your ass in the streets. What the hell is going on there, Boogie? I don't understand. Can you explain it to me? What's going on with you? He's an ex-Packer. What's going on? He's a... Boogie, talk to me.
And it's sad to say, and we're in the streets, and we don't keep it, you know, politically correct. Darren has a problem. Mr. Sharper has a problem. He's, you know, we're going to keep it street. Is he on that R. Kelly-type status? I mean, you know what I mean?
Hell no. He ain't pissing on nobody. This dude straighten up. He racist. He's taking his poo-poo, man. He taking everything. Come on, man. Now, I can understand. Man, come on, man. I gotta understand where your mental is there, Sharp. But hold up. Is she that bad to where she just ain't giving it to you when you was expecting it? Or is it something going on to where you just like, I'm just going to take it?
What did Ice Cube say in the movie Players Club? I guess no means no.
Not to you, Darren Sharper. You done went straight. You done went straight out. Hold up. I thought that was bad. What's up with your guy, Kellen Winslow? Can you talk to me about Kellen Winslow? L Boogie, now you brought it to my attention. What's going on with Kellen Winslow? One of the sons of the great. Come on and talk to me, L Boogie. What happened?
From my snitches in the street, I've heard that Kellen Winslow was caught in a Target parking lot with Vaseline. He didn't do the Ice Cube, no Vaseline. He had Vaseline inside of a Target parking lot sitting in his car, in the car.
Now, wait a minute. When you say Vaseline, what do you mean? Was he masturbating or what was going on?
Listen, this is the street. I don't know what he was doing. But all I know was he was inside a Target parking lot alone with Vaseline. Remember when your mom, see, we from up from Cleveland, your mom, that Vaseline that you used to put on your face, it was cold outside, keep you warm. He had that type of Vaseline.
That fool had petroleum jelly working himself in the Target parking lot. What the hell's going on down there in New York? I know it's something in the world. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me ask you, Boogie. That bitch must have been bad. If he had to go to the car, I need to go to that Target in New York to see what the hell he was looking at. Because I would the hell going to go and jog out and do the darn job in the parking lot of Target? What the? Hey, who's done?
Mr. Winslow has a problem. Are you kidding me? he has a problem. Mr. Geno Smith, you're the quarterback for the New York Jets, and you refuse to get off your phone on the airplane. You didn't even win over 8 games. You haven't even been to the playoffs. And you on your cell phone, you don't want to turn it off? See, Ro, I wish my nephew was on the line because I hit him with the Tommy, you know, with the Tommy Buns, and when he hit Nas, that's your man.
That ain't my man. Because I don't know who the hell, neither one of my dudes do that. What, in a Target parking lot? Say, man, I know it's a whole lot of strip clubs in New York, man. You can definitely take your ass to a strip club. Hey, can take your ass to the bus stop. Call you, man, you got to do something. I don't know where your mind was at. I know where it was at. You were Juicy Jazz.
Bad to make you dead. Bad to make you dead.
He on that new one. Old girl is talking about the big bouncing.
Bouncing. When we come back, we had to get you with that, though. Chef, we see you, baby. We coming to you right after. Give us a review in the cap of what's going down there in Pittsburgh. The streets, Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend and tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Martin Luther King Day Edition. We king. I'm next. Yeah, I said it. I have a drink. Let's go, Ro. But they out of it. Now I get it in my whip, sick with it. I get $1 million pussy cause my dick sick. Did you bitches wanna fuck me? She be a fan first. Tryna show up for the cameras. Bitch, your ass ain't better than Amber. She keep talking about she wanna do me and her. I said, damn. I'm
hypnotized, got me in a trance. Now I'm popping bands, abracadabra, I'm in a pants. 20 minutes later, now I'm in a friend, and we in my bands. Play a hokey pokey, cause when she jump out, another bitch jump in. All I know is that Betty, you broke nigga and you petty. Shoot your chain, I hustle hard, and I'm slicking that KY jelly. Hold up, I'm just trying to find me a Nicki Minaj. Coming for the chick, get my dick a massage. Freaking chick, I'm out there hitting the car. She threw it back before I even pulled in the garage. Hit the dealership, they tried to play me. Niggas must be tripping. Do a couple hundred bands on the floor now, you acting like a stripper trying to make his commission. It's all mine and I spent it. Don't worry about it, I got plenty. I got your baby mama in my new Bugatti. She throw it back like my engine.
Ready, real.
Bounce it. I'm about to throw a couple thousand. Bounce it.
Trigger Trey Kane. Plus I told them bitches do what you said, Jay say. You ain't spending money, then you niggas in the way she might just turn it to a dinner plate. Broke niggas back over up. Weak bitch don't talk up. I ain't never seen ass that sober, bro. Like fabrics off in the hubba. Hold up. I ain't trying to control her. Know what? Money talking, I told that bitch, hey, fuck you think that pofa.
Do pussy tricks, don't pussy spit. Bitch, and all in her pussy lips. Money make her come, well, we see how what that pussy gets.
See how what that pussy gets.
When you bounce it. When you bounce it, oh.
Bounce it. Winslow, Dan Sharper, you got the dog. Do it in there, man. It's the type of place for everything. You know that's one of the golden rules in the street.
I was 0-2 on the weekend. This is the first time in a long time that both number one seeds has gotten into the Super Bowl. Big up. It was frenzy over the weekend. KD 54. Ew. A dirty game. But the bars are shaking. We got opinions to be made. I know you got something to say. And the street question of the night is, was the hit by Wes Welker dirty? Mr. Belichick, the coach, says it was a dirty play after watching the film on the flight back. Why you just can't say you lost the game? I'm going to say it. I lost because I said you were going to win. I'm going to eat it. Can you eat it and give Peyton Manning and his crew credit? You need more people. What you need to do is get somebody up in there. You need some talent. You can't coach everybody up, Bill.
Can I say something, L Boogie? I want to say this, man. After watching the 49ers-Seahawks game yesterday, I must say this, and I honestly believe this. The 49ers are the most cheated team in the NFL. And I'm going to tell you why. All the hits that these dudes be doing, all the flying and assaulting they be doing on the offense for the opposite team, they get the most flags out of all the defenses in the league for illegal hits. And I'm going to say this. Most of them were not illegal hits. That boy Whitner, he be hitting. The refs just be missing it because he be laying out. He be going full blown for it. So I must say this about the 49ers. Y'all got a great defense. I was kind of hating on you this season. 49ers. There were a couple of plays where, you know, Bowman grabbed a dude by the shoulder blade, you know, in like week 7, week 8, and they call, you know, yeah, that was just the Saints and Drew Brees where he just flopped like a bag of potatoes, and we thought he was gone. You know what I'm saying? But that was a legal hit. It was just because Drew Brees tried to duck. You know what I'm saying? And what I saw yesterday with Whitner, you know, with Bowman again. It's just, man, these dudes know how to tackle you. It's just that it be so much on that little thin line that the refs don't, they just, hey, benefit of the doubt, we're throwing the flag. But when you go back and look at it, them boys just know how to hit you, and they hit you right. So big ups to the 49ers. Even though you lost, hey, man, I dig your defense, man. Hope you can get back next year. I know it's going to be hard without Navarro Bowman. Snipers in that building. Yo, Big Chef, one more time, man, for your mind, man. Welcome back to the show, man. Congratulations on opening your restaurant on Martin Luther King Day. What you doing and where you at, Pippin?
What's up, players?
How you doing today, man? Congratulations once and foremost, man, on opening the whole restaurant, man. How's everything been going today?
Man, I've been doing numbers, man, like the lottery. Like we doing numbers like the lottery, you know? This projected one of the biggest anticipated restaurants out here. No 5-star, 3-star, you know. We ain't doing too much. I ain't really making no noise, but I'm really making all the noise, though.
Only in the streets. We appreciate you. Give us your synopsis over the weekend.
Oh, my God. Before I jump into the NFL, can I touch the NBA real quick? Did y'all see
that
boy Paul George did that 380? Because he didn't do a 360. He did a 380. He was still spinning when he hit the ground. Did y'all see that, man? Did y'all see that?
Hey, Chef, I must say I did see it. And when he hit it, my son came running out of his room. He made me rewind it about 5 times before he went back. He's like, Daddy, did you see what PG did? Hey. That's big time right there. And if, you know, it reminded me of Vince for a high moment. I was like, ooh. And I hope he joins the festivities on the All-Star weekend, getting in the slam dunk game, because I really believe that he can win it this season. He got gypped a couple years ago when he came out in the glow-in-the-dark uniform and they didn't give him a 10 for it. But, you know, I think if he get it this year, he'll definitely do something wild.
Man, when I seen that, man, I jumped out of my soul. I was in a restaurant. I jumped about my soul. I jumped about my soul. PG-13. That's his new name. PG-13. For real. Oh, man. But my, and listen, man, I've been here, listen, man, since 7, 8 o'clock yesterday, I've been hearing nothing but buffoonery, you know. I got accepted, you know, okay, them Broncos, I've been hearing it in Pittsburgh, in the restaurant, outside the restaurant, in the streets, across the street, everybody talking about Denver this, Seattle this, okay. Y'all made it, man, you know, I was wrong. I'm not Bill Belichick, I'm a Mick. Well, I just took a whooping 0-2 first time. You know, I at least make 500. You know, I'm 0-2. Hey, listen. New England defense and offense, y'all as the Patriots, y'all as the gurus that y'all are, y'all had the Denver Broncos, the number one team in the AFC, punt one time. That's unacceptable. You got at least apply pressure into an offense. You got at least apply pressure. You should have prayed and y'all allowed the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, to punt the ball one time. I didn't understand that. It was their day. The best team showed up, and I respect them and I salute them for them. San Francisco and Seattle. I had made a meal. It was 17-13. San Francisco up. Next thing I know, I come back to the TV. It's 2017. And next thing I know, I go inside the office real quick, do a drop, come back out. It's 23-17. Last drive. Last drive of the game. Colin Kaepernick, you do that ignorant throw over there to Crabtree. You diss it, man. You throw it to the best quarterback arguably in the game right now. Why would you not hit the bread and butter? Bread and butter, Anquan Boldin. Let him win it for you. He's a proven factor that he's a winner. Why would you throw it to Michael Crabtree? I don't understand that. That wasn't even a good throw. That wasn't even a good decision. The precision was bad. That, man, I'm just so embarrassed because it was 17-13, man. And y'all just get to crumpling and throwing interceptions, fumbles. It's like, they just started beating the life out of y'all. They was standing on top of them trying to breathe, and they couldn't get that last breath. That second win they come in. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it at all, but guess what? Big ups to the Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks. This year, Super Bowl. That's what we got to look for, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's going on. And I'm going to tell y'all this. It's so much big hype on Seattle defense. Guess what? And I'm going to be the first to say it because I ain't heard no NFLs. I ain't heard nobody say this shit. The same aggressive that you win with can kill you. Just know that. That same aggressive that you win with can kill you. You cannot be that aggressive with the Denver Broncos. Guess what? They will pick you apart. And I'm telling y'all right now, if they be that overly aggressive against the Denver Broncos, this game would not be close at all.
I'm glad you said that because I got something to go along with what you're talking about. The last time we didn't have the number one offense versus the number one defense, we didn't have it 5 times in the NFL era. And the only team, the only offensive team to beat the number one defensive team was the 1989 San Francisco 49ers when they beat up on the Denver Broncos. And I believe that score was 55-10. So if anything, like you say, if Seattle comes in too aggressive, Peyton Manning going to pick them apart because they can run the ball and they can throw the ball. And it makes it real good for Denver that they got an extra week in between the Super Bowl because your boy Moreno went down.
you know. And so that's going to give him time to heal. And if he can come back, he's going to play a major part in that run game that could, you know, attack Seattle's defense. But I'll give Seattle this. Seattle's defense know how to fly and tackle just as well as San Francisco's defense that I bragged on earlier. So I'm going to give it up because, you know, Richard Sherman only had the ball thrown to his side one time. And the one time that they threw it to him, it cost him. And I'm not going to blame it on Colin. I ain't going to say it was a great pass. It wasn't a bad pass. It was just a great defensive play because Richard Sherman had to turn all the way around to even get his hand on the ball. Look at it like this, Jeff. If Richard Sherman would have just knocked it out of bounds, who knows what would have happened? Who knows what would have happened? Colin could have came back and ran it in, or he could have hit Vernon, or he could have went to Bolden. You know, it's a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff in the air about that. But it was just a great play by a great defender.
No, it was not. It was a dumb play by a dumb quarterback making a dumb decision. Here are double, and you throwing it. Man, you throwing it in the wind against arguably the best cornerback. Who tried Deion like that? You never seen nobody try Deion like that. Come on, you never even seen nobody try Bob Sanders like that. Come on, man. When the game's on the line, you go to your bread and butter, man. Bread, listen, man. When the game is on the line, impact players make impact plays, man. I don't care what you say. I don't understand what he did. You don't throw the ball into a recession. No, I'm not accepting that. I'm not accepting that. I was born for San Francisco. I'm not accepting that. Y'all giving us no. Y'all giving Colin Kaepernick a leeway. No, I'm not. Dumb decision. It cost you the season. Think about it all season. Come back next year. No.
And to speak on what you just said, though, Chef, I gave an important stat. Did they blitz Kaepernick? No, they did not. So they're going to not even just have an extra man back there to guard as far as those quick hits. You know Peyton Manning's not going to run. They're not even going to use the spy.
No, they're not.
So, yes, they have aggression. But let me say this. Cam Chancellor, he can guard Julius Thomas and pop him, too. So I'm not going to – I have 2 weeks to prepare and go to my snitches and my peoples in the street and my line, and then I give you, a piggyback, you know, when it's time. But it's going to be a great game. And let me ask you this, Chef. Was it a dirty play? The question of the night, was it a dirty play what Wes Welker did to Akeem Tlaib?
I'm going to say this, man. In 1986, man, I was born in Maasai Hospital. 1986, August 25th, I was born at Maasai Hospital. Maasai. So with that being said, guess what? The only time you cry is when you in the womb. You are here in this world. There's no such thing as being dirty. It's no such thing. NFL stands for grown man. We're not here to throw bottles and Pampers all over the field. We sit up here to break people's souls, eat people's spirits. Listen, man, I've been knowing IQ Tlaib, his brother Tlaib, I've been knowing him my whole life, man. We grew up in 926, we got before, in 1991, I came back on Huff. My summer times, I spent back on Wheelock. He grew up over there, got an older brother named Tyrone, who played D1, and supposed to be in the NBA as we speak right now. Guess what? He have been hit harder than that. There's no such thing as a dirty play. Come on, man. Listen, that's what's wrong with the NFL. This is what I was speaking on beginning of the season. Man, it's going soft. Bill Belichick, man up. You got spies flying all through the country. You got dirty things going on, too. Y'all run the same plays. Come on, man. No such thing as, he's dirty. There was a dirty play, and I'm telling you, the league. Man, I'm not trying to hear that. Good play, Wes Welker. You took out the best defensive back out there. You took out their heart. You ate their souls. That's what champions do. Good job. Flat out.
NFL, not for long.
Man.
Let me ask you this, though, as we've been, talking about this NBA thing. Do you think Indiana has a chance against Miami?
Yes. I'm going to tell you this, man. Hey, this is some honesty. Y'all ready for this? That's not even a question. The question is, who is going to challenge Indiana? Is Miami the team to beat still? Even though I'm coming in two back-to-back, is they're the team to beat. Because guess what? It's a lot of problems going on down there, ladies and gentlemen. T-Roe, L Boogie, it's a lot of problems going on down there. It's a whole lot of problems. And as that being said, is any given night, champions is born. See, the difference between NBA and NFL is you know a champion going to be crowned on a Sunday. Well, in the NBA, guess what? It's any night. That's not the question. That's not the question. Who go, man? It's a lot going on in this NBA right now. Like it's a lot of injuries that's transpiring, that's having a lot of teams look real handicapped. Miami got a situation going on down there. They got to keep D Wade healthy until April or May. Can they do that? They need help down there. They need somebody for Roy Hibbert, David West, Louis Scola. They need some help down there. And if they get Bynum, they definitely in trouble. I don't care. Indiana should just buy Bynum right now so they don't even let Miami get a chance on them. Because they'd be dumb. Think smart. Think logically. Pay them a couple dollars and don't let the teams use them. Let Roy Hibbert sit because all you got to do is worry about LeBron. The rest of the team going to kill themselves. Is we being honest?
Get whacked.
Is we being honest? Arguably the best defensive guard in the league is Paul George. Arguably. Yes, that man applies pressure into a way, and he wants to guard the best player on the court. And he's been proven up. And he show up. You can't take that away from that man. So the thing is this. When June come around, which team's going to be the last man standing? Will it be San Antonio? Will it be Oklahoma City? Will it be Indiana? Will it be Miami? Or the rest of the teams? It could be Portland. We don't know who it could be. It could be the Cleveland Cavaliers. We don't know. It's any given.
Man.
Don't do it.
The only chance that the Cavaliers got unless they build a new Vales and Nelson Mandela raise up and open the doors.
Hey,
streets, man.
Hey, listen, and as this being more of the king, I want to tell an important fact for somebody. Because, listen, it's a lot of this world is taught on, they teach us what they want to teach us. Now, you know me as being a reader, I went into look inside of a situation today, and I came across something which I already knew, but I looked it very in-depth. See, in the examiner report, it shows that James Earl Ray was the fall guy. In 1999, the U.S. government paid Martin Luther King's family and his lawyer millions for a civil suit, of which they supposed to guard the king. In this world today, we got a thing called the underworld, which means is unless you dig deep, you will never understand it. Let's take this time and the inspiration of the king to learn about us and what's really going on. Not what the public eye show us, but things that you have to research and learn about. Because if not, you would just be lost as everyone else. The textbooks they put in front of us is only sit up here and contain a little 5% of knowledge. It's 95% more to capture. Go ahead and go beyond the body. Streets of the night. I love y'all, man. I respect y'all. I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends to tell their girlfriends.
Man, that was key. That's my little right there.
Streets!
Yeah. Congratulations once again, man, on opening your restaurant, man. A taste of heaven for those that don't know, man. You know, only thing you got to say, man, the streets is talking. Get yourself a free meal. That's straight from the chef. That's my bad. Chef, we love you, man. Congratulations once again on this King Day, man. And, you know, keep inspiring everybody.
Absolutely.
My man, Chef, man. I know I want some of them Cajun. I want some smothered Cajun pork chops or something to eat, y'all, you know. Yo, Boogie, let's go back to the side real quick before we take a quick break, man. Let's keep it in zona, man. let's take it to Big Brother Bass, because that's, man, I know he got something to say about what happened over the weekend. Yo, Big Brother Bass, you all with the streets. How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm well, man. Thing is 100.
Man, happy King Day to you, man. And you know, it's the streets, your boy L Boogie and T-Row. I know you saw the games. Let's talk about the first one first between the two vets. Peyton Manning finally, you know, once again got his revenge on Tom Brady. What was your thoughts about that game?
Man, it didn't surprise me none, man. I was trying to tell the brother who was just talking that the New England team, man, didn't have enough firepower, man. You can't depend on the quarterback to do everything. You know, he's not one of those mobile quarterbacks with no tight end, no receivers. It came to life, man. You know, it should have been more points put up, but it is what it is, man. You know, Manning did his job, and defense and offense for the Denver Broncos did what they were supposed to do, man, go to the Super Bowl.
Now, there was a little light in between that fourth quarter where Tom Brady had a chance to, you know, make things happen again. Did you think that there was any chance that Tom Brady was going to actually, you know, get his team to, you know, tie the game up and take it in overtime?
Yeah, there's a possibility that he could have done it. But, you know, like the old folks say, that's water under the bridge now, man. We can't go back and retract that. You know, we got to move forward. You know what I mean? Brady is a tough guy, man. But the hit that everybody is talking about, man, when you really look at that hit, man, I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder. And there was nothing illegal about it. I think your boy Belichick, the coach, was trying to get in that young boy's pockets, man. He's trying to get the NFL to, you know, rape his pockets. That's all I could see out of that. He mad because they won. Lightweight.
You know. No, Big Brother Bass, how you doing, big dog? This your boy, L Boogie. Let me ask you this.
What's up?
We talked about gangster on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you this. Was that gangster what Richard Sherman did, or did he ruin the moment? You know what I mean? What was your thoughts on that game, and what did Richard and your reaction on Richard Sherman's, you know, antics? It went crazy on Twitter. I just had to say that.
Right. Okay. I think by the brother being educated, he could have used a better choice of words. So, yeah, I believe he ruined the moment. You know, man, he's going to have to prove it in 2 weeks that he is that guy. Right now, he's the man. He saved the day. It was just overkill, man. It was a little overkill for me. You know, I'm a quiet dude, so I ain't trying to be hyped up. If I make the play, then I'm going to just live with that, man, and keep it moving. He should just let it go, man. You know, Crabtree made a play. Crabtree is not a mediocre receiver. Mediocre is when you're in high school and in college. These guys are professionals, man. So for me, I think that he just made a play. He went a little too far with running his mouth by him being educated. He could have used a better choice of words. And, you know, I'm going to leave it at that on that note. You know what I mean?
Overall, what do you think was the downfall for the 49ers?
Overall, just Seattle's defense. They came. They kept that boy Kaepernick guessing. Towards the end, he just couldn't put it together, man. He doesn't see the field like Manning does. Like when you hear Manning say Omaha, Omaha two times, he sees something, and Kaepernick doesn't see that. But I think by him being young, he's still got time to grow. It's not over for him, man. And Frisco is a tough team. They just didn't win yesterday. I rooted for them, but Seattle pulled through.
Last question, and I know you watch NBA as well. What do you think about Kevin Durant, 54, and, you know, Paul George's 3-8? What do you think about that?
Oh, man. KD, man, I don't know, about maybe a week and a half ago, it was a brother saying that KD was the number two. Well, he proves it. He's starting to prove it now that he is the number one. He is deadly. dude, I mean, he come out of Texas, what, his first or second year, lighting them up, you know, and he's still giving it to the league. As far as the 380, that Paul George guy, man, he's special, man, and he's starting to show the league that he need to be recognized as maybe one of the top five. He's just growing, man. It's special just to see that. He comes with the defense and the offense. Like, his defense is tenacious, and I'm happy to see that. See, that's the basketball I come up in, you know, that 85, 86 era where we concentrated on defense first because offense going to come, man. If you're in the game, you're going to get points. So shut your man down. You see what I mean? Your man ain't supposed to score. And I like seeing that, man, from him. He's that dude right now to watch. Enough said right there. Yes, sir.
Now, I got a question for you before I let you go. The All-Pro Darren Sharp has been in the news for sexual assault allegations, man. He got three of them. And when you don't hear... You know, when a guy's not in the news and then when he finally hit the news and you hear all allegations that are all up on this guy. Man, what's your thoughts about Darren Sharper?
Well, man, I'm going to say this, man. You got a lot of guys with money that don't know how to rap to broads or females. I ain't going to call them all broads, but females. So they thinking that the money is it. But the money ain't it. You know what I'm saying? They don't have words to manipulate that woman even out of her phone number. So when they do get a chance, they put their hands on them the wrong way. And you just, 2014, you got Twitter, Facebook, and all of this. It ain't like the old days, you know what I mean? You're not protected anymore. So
right.
I just think these cats think the money is the way out of every situation, you know, and that's not gangster. Let me tell you that. Taking it ain't gangster. You know what I mean?
True that.
Quit throwing your money away. You got guys in these strip clubs, man, and they throwing their money away, man. Build some schools. Martin Luther King Day is today, man. Build some schools, man. Build some community centers. Go out there and really do something where you'll be a legend. You're not a legend because you play football, man, or basketball or whatever your sport is. Legendary is passing it on to the youth and Lee putting your name out there for the youth to say, hey, I'm at Darren Sharper's rec center right now. Or, you know, I'm at Larry Johnson. Didn't he build a rec center down there? See what I mean? People don't know my man Sean Kemp built a little rec center. Not a rec center. He built like a little playground in Elkhart, Indiana. That's what we need to be talking about, man. You know what I mean? One love, man. I ain't going to get started in all this political thing.
So that's what we do in the streets. So you get the cutter for him to do that from a street perspective. You know how we do it. Yeah, you in the Hall of Fame in the streets. All that old putting on the gold coat and, you know what I'm saying, being up in Springfield. Well, you in the Hall of Fame of the street. HOS, HOF. Then you doing something. We thank you, Brother Bass,
for
checking
something.
In with us
yes,
and the inside of throwing us these kites and these darts on Martin Luther King.
Yes, sir. And I got to be sure to tell a friend to tell a friend and to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
No doubt.
That's my guy. Big Brother Bass, ladies and gentlemen, you know. Yeah, you know, Big Brother Bass, boy, he like the big intellect. He come with that intellectual game, you know what I'm saying? Let you have it, you know what I'm saying? Stephen A. style, you know? Break it down all the way down, you know? What's up, Mama? I see you on the hotline. Got my mama in the asylum, too, you know what I'm saying? She done broke the law, ran the light or something, but we going to let her out, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Mama John? What's up, Winnie, baby? You know? And down there in North Park, Texas. You know where our brother was raised. You know how we do. Hey, boy, we got to take a quick commercial. Yo, dang, Kinfolk, we see you, baby. We're going to definitely get to you right after the commercial. D-Mac. Ooh, D-Mac is back in the building there, Boogie. I hope Pop's doing good. But, you know, we got to take a quick commercial, man. You know, we come back. We're going to jump into the asylum again, man. We still got time. We're on the bottom side of the hour, but we good. You know what I'm saying? Check out my boy YBM real quick. Thug Nation. What's happening?
Martin Luther King Edition, Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. And like Brother Bass said, tell a friend to tell a friend. to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And we got Sean Ray in the building, man. He in the studio too, man. Issue, we see you, baby. She in the studio too. We hot.
From Gardena to the gardens and up the block, to the jungles where the cops don't take no chance to stop. We smoking weed all day, from Compton to the Bay. Man, we out here trying to function on the way to PA. Loaded off the throw, we got the city of angels with a no limit on the dough. And the trees is like a nigga style, constant flow. And y'all can't tell me shit's the model everywhere I go. Man, you got to love the West Coast where the cheese still fried. In the fry still set up, doodles get niggas jacked. I'm having blurry visions of green from counting stacks. OG on some D's in a brand new lap. Now imagine that. I'm buck 50 on the floor, keep my money on pause. Got the cougar ass and mama want me to bust out the straws. And when I get done, ching ching, pockets on stroll like the Incredible Hulk. Stick them deep, put them sleeping back to the streets. When my thugs he need, hustle all day and get no time to sleep. As I see walk to the beat, whistling insane. Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Don't even try.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Not at all. I'm grown.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Yeah. Money long.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Get yours. I'm getting mine. Watch out, though.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch. Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Nigga, shit.
Y'all can't tell me
shit.
Y'all can't tell me shit, bitch.
Y'all can't tell me shit.
Y'all hoes know that y'all can't tell me shit.
Not at all.
We back. The streets is talking. Woo, we hot. Brother Bass, the chef. Steph, the producer, he called there. It was Frenzy. We already know who's in the Super Bowl. Seattle, the number one team in the NFC. Denver Broncos, they represent the number one team in the AFC. Has the window closed for the New England Patriots? Should Peyton Manning hang up if he wins? Should he do like John Elway, right off into the sunset, do like Tupac, picture me rolling? I have a dream. Martin Luther King, special edition. We coming to you live, Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, we hot. But let's take it down, Cleveland, Ohio. But man, nephew, Dame, what's up, Dame? How you doing, sir?
Chillin', what's up with it, Uncle Boogie?
What the deal, what the deal? You know, we got a lot going on. And let me ask you this, off the cuff.
First of all,
we in the streets. What do you think about the Darren Sharper situation and also the Keller Winslow situation and Geno Smith? Before we get to any football.
Man, you know, I don't touch that kind of stuff, man. You know, I just let them sort it out, man. Let God deal with it.
Now, that's
I don't really get into
about,
to the social deviant stuff, man. You know, that ain't my cup of tea right there.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a youngster, too, keeping it straight pimp line. You know what I'm saying? Jay, welcome to the streets, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Well, since we're going to skip all the hoop line and hooray, let's go on and get to some NFL then. Tell me, what was your thoughts about this weekend? First games first. Indianapolis against New England. Was you going for Tom Brady or Peyton Manning?
Man, you know, man, I don't really like the storybook endings, man. I'm like an underdog guy, so I like way wanted to see Brady pull it out because, you know, I'm tired of hearing about the white horse and him riding off into the sunset and, oh, paint the perfect image and all that, man. You know, I just like to see the upset happen, man. You know, I'm from a struggle. I want to see somebody else struggle a little bit.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots had their chance. You know, granted they didn't have enough fire water to go along to fight Denver in Denver. But let me ask you this. Do you think that the youngster in Russell Wilson, who also made it to the Super Bowl, has a chance against Peyton Manning?
Yeah, man, Russell got a good opportunity. You know what I mean? Like, he got a good defense and an excellent running game behind him. You know, to promote him, man. You know, we just need him to be a game manager, man. Like, turnovers, as you can see this weekend, is a big part of the game. And you can't turn the ball over at this point. You know, at this juncture, it's just too critical, man. The more touches you get, the more points and more mistakes is going to be happening. So you got to do the right thing with the ball while you got it.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you think about the situation with Richard Sherman, with him and Michael Crabtree? You know, what do you think about all that?
Well, like me being a former player myself, I just know how it is on the field. So it's like when you out there, man, it's a lot of stuff being said back and forth, man. And to get like way heated and more personal than, you know, that anybody don't really know about because you're not out there. So you don't know what he's saying. And then another thing that make it look so bad, you want to come get this man an interview right after he done had the play. Like, let him calm down. Like, you can't never get mad at the initial reaction because that's his first reaction. So that's the truth. So I'm saying, so you can't get mad at the man's true feelings of what's going on. He just made a great play, and then you want to come stick a mic right in him, yeah, he's going to be pumped up. Now, you catch him in the locker room after the play over and something to settle down, you can get a more diplomatic answer. But you're not going to get that after you know you're about to go to the Super Bowl and you done made the play to win the game off the tip drill. So, I mean, you know, he did what he had to do.
What do you think about the situation with Colin Kaepernick? Was he sufficient or, you know what I mean, was he just showing his inexperience?
I mean, it could have been a little bit of inexperience. Maybe the moment got too big for him. You know what I mean? Like the commentators were saying, like if you was watching it, it was basically a cover three defense where, you know, you could look and see the hook to curl when he threw the first pick to Cam Chancellor. You know, you got to be able to read that. He dropped right underneath route for the hook to curl. So that was a bad mistake. And then, like, you know, a few other viewers have said that, you know, you got to overlook the field. I mean, I can understand why you go to Crabtree. He's been making plays all game. Vernon Davis only was held to two catches. You know what I mean? Bolden, you know, that would have been your likely go-to. But if you notice, they got him with a man underneath and one over the top. So he's zone. So, I mean, it really wasn't a lot of places for him to go. He just thought he could make a better play going over there to the right one-on-one coverage. That's all.
That's what's up. Damn, you follow that NBA game too?
Yeah, man, you know, I check it out from time to time.
What's your thoughts about the Indiana Pacers? Are they going to be the ones to really give the Miami Heat a challenge for that title this year?
I mean, you know, it's halfway through the season, man. And you know, like a viewer said earlier, you know, you got to keep Dwayne Wade healthy down there for Miami, you know, so they can do their thing. But the young Indiana Pacers, man, they got a great shot to do what they got to do with the inside game doing well. Defense is excellent, you know, Paul George holding it down. So, I mean, as long as they continue to play as a team and don't get bored and keep their pedal to the metal, man, they'll be all right, man. But you can't never count King James out, man. You know, I know he wasn't mad, but he make everything around him better. So, you know what I mean, it should be a good contest.
You're definitely right about that. Now, let me ask you this. They've activated Greg Oden. He's been playing a little bit more. What are your thoughts about Greg Oden? Can he actually help Miami out, or is he just, you know, just trying to take it slow and get things together before they really let him explode?
Well, you know, anybody who's been out the game for a minute coming back in got to get their legs together. And, you know, his history with his knees ain't all wrapped up what they're supposed to be. So, you know, it's good that you're bringing them along progressively so you can get them to play them later months in the season, man. And you just want to get his tolerance up. So, like, I mean, anybody can come in and contribute maybe 15 to 17 minutes, block shots, rebound, and know his role. I mean, he'll be an excellent body in there to take them fouls. Because, like you say, if you want to go up against Indiana, you want to have bodies to go because they got the bodies. And you know, they, Miami Heat, that's what they really lacking down in that paint. But if they play small ball, the Indiana could be into some trouble. You see what I'm saying? It's just all about the matchups and whatever the film say.
Question of the night. You saw the play with Wes Welker and Akeem Talib. Bill Belichick said he watched the film and he said that it was very dirty-like. Do you agree or was it a legit play?
Me being a defender, I'm going to say it was a dirty play just because, you know, no defender wants that coming at him. But in the cold scheme of football, man, it's all keep your head on the swivel, man. You know, they run crossing routes. Illegal pick plays like that always happen all the time. And then as you being the defender, knowing that you're checking the number one receiver, you got to know if he's going across the middle, it's going to be other guys in there coming the same opposite way for the crossing route. So if he would have been having his head on the swivel, he could have avoided Wes Welker. Or by him knowing that they do these crossing routes, he could have just seen Wes Welker and put him out. See what I'm saying? Like, it just all depends on your mentality. Me personally, if I see little Wes Welker, I'm about to try to take his head off and let him know, don't come this way ever again, period. But, you know, everybody don't think the same way. He was playing a little bit timid, passive, and that's what happened, man. You know, if you ain't going hard all the way, you shouldn't be out there. Half-ass running around and bow, there you go. Now he's sitting out. Just like you said last year, he ain't play. He ain't played last year due to that weak shit. You know, you got to turn it up a little bit, man. Like, this is a man's game. You got to be aggressive out there, man. All that tiptoeing through the daisies, that ain't going to get it cutting it, man.
There you have it, Dave, man. We appreciate you checking us out, man. You know, check us out on Friday, man, because you know it's going to be a hot show, man. Even Freestyle Friday. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, dog.
That's what's up. L Boogie, tell him what's a day.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got that. I'm just going to flip through my phone book.
Let me ask you this, Dave, before we let you go. It being Martin Luther King Day, can you give us one of your dreams?
One of my dreams. One of my dreams is to cut down on the black-on-black violence. I would love to see us actually live the Martin Luther King dream and the Malcolm X dreams and come together and do better as a people. Instead of always pulling each other down like the crabs in the bucket, we should figure out a way to elevate ourselves to get out the bucket as a unit so we all can live prosperous.
Wow. There you have it. Nephew from Thurgood Marshall Recreation Center, man, Huff Heights. We appreciate you calling in, and make sure you call in on Friday, sir.
For sure, Unc. You got it.
Woo! We about to go take it over there off 116th and Martin Luther King in Cleveland, Ohio. D-Mac! But first of all,
what's
tell Big Mike we say what the deal. But how you doing down there? What's going on?
Man, I'm chilling, man. The show is hot, man. It's on fire, man. Oh, my God. Keith, thanks for sending a shout-out to my pops, man. He doing good, man. We going to chemo once a week, man. Everything looking up for him, man. I appreciate that, man. Pops doing good, y'all.
That's what's up, man. You know, we always excited to hear that Pop's doing good, man, and we're going to get through this, man. Happy MLK Day to you, D-Mac. And, man, you know we got to talk about this NFL, man, because that's all we've been talking about the whole show, you know what I mean?
Man, I've been on the air. I've been listening, man. Everybody been hitting good notes and everything. But, Chief, I got to come at you first, baby. Why you being so disrespectful, man? You cannot put Sherman in the same category and let that come out your mouth as Deion Sanders, man. I cannot believe you said that when the show first came on, man. It's a lot of DBs out here, man, a lot of corners in them that's right there with that dude. He good and all, and we're going to chime in on that in a little bit. But Deion Sanders, come on, man. All he do is play corner, T. That's it.
I understand that.
That's it.
But
hold on. Patrick Peterson for Arizona, I can see you saying his name a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because,
right,
you know, he do punt return, he be on offense, you know what I'm saying? He do the damn thing. But Sherman, all he is a corner that runs his mouth and talks mess. Let's see what he do against Denver, Darius Thomas, Wes Welker, and them guys, you know what I'm saying? And he really didn't do much yesterday except for make that big play, which it was cool, and he should have left it on the field.
Exactly.
But you should have never said that, T. That was disrespectful.
This is where I was coming from on that aspect. They didn't throw the ball to his side the whole game. That's how Deion had it. It was a whole field over there and just a quarter of a field for me. And
okay,
Richard
can I ask
Sherman,
you a question, though, T? T, why they didn't put him on Anquan Boldin? Why they didn't put him on Vernon Davis? He was checking Crabtree, who is mediocre, like he said. He is mediocre.
I understand that. But I can't tell you why they didn't put Sherman on Anquan Boldin, who was showing out in the first three quarters. Only thing I know is what happened when they did throw it to his side. When they threw it to his side, just like Deion, he made a play, and he made them pay for it. That's all
I'm saying.
He
should have let the play be on the field, and we will be talking about him today, and we'll be talking about him on ESPN and Fox Sports, and we will be talking about him on sports. The streets is talking. We wouldn't. He should have left it on the field. You know what I'm saying?
D-Mac,
but no,
let me ask
he
you
go in the dressing room, he take a shower, he put on his little bow tie, he go to his press conference, and he still want to holler, and he want to talk junk, man. Come on, man. Let's see what he do against Denver. And I ain't even happy with the Super Bowl because I didn't want Seattle to win, and I didn't want Denver to win. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, so I'm going to check it out, and we're going to see what's up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Manny better win this game if he don't want me, you, or Air Boogie to ride his back and everybody get off his back. He better beat these dudes. He better do what he need to do. And if he don't, his legacy gonna hurt. But this Sherman dude, let's see what he gonna do. Because like everybody been saying, what comes around goes around, baby.
Yes, it does. And then the biggest game too is when he gonna have to really show up. Because like you say, Peyton Manning is bringing all his weapons to the field. And you know, we saw Moreno get hurt. You know, hopefully it was a minor injury, but that gives them an extra week to get healthy and get back out there for the Super Bowl. And I really think that, you know, Seattle got their hands full. Yes, they're the number one defense, but, boy, I'd rather take the number one offense before I take the number one defense because, I mean,
hey, offense
puts
up points. I know it's Martin Luther King Day, man. I hate to say this, man, but a lot of people want to see Peyton Manning win, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to see this dude win and get another ring, and, you know, so they can't say that his brother is better than him and his brother got two rings and he only got one. A lot of people want to see Peyton Manning win. And I think it would have been a better matchup against San Francisco. But, too, man, I hear a lot of guys like my dude, the chef, man. He was hating on Kaepernick, hating on the quarterback from San Francisco, man. That dude played hard, man. And what I like about him, that dude stood up there like a man, took it on the chin, and he blamed it on him because it was his fault. You know what I'm saying? He had a turnover. He had two interceptions and stuff. Man, he felt real bad, man. And you seen it in his eyes, and it was in his heart, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard for everybody to get back there. So what they did this year, I take my hat off to them. I take my hat off to Seattle. I take my hat off to Denver, man. And then let's talk about New England, y'all. Come on, man. None of us never even thought that they would even make it to the AFC Championship game with the team they had, with Gronk going down, with Hernandez, with all these has-beens. You know what I'm saying? But what everybody did think about was Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Okay, they can do it. They done did it before. You know what I'm saying? But after so many years, people get hit to that, man. You ain't just about to throw anybody on the field and y'all going to win. Everybody getting older, other teams and them, they prepare for that. You know what I'm saying? But New England wasn't even supposed to make it this far. You know what I'm saying? But they did because of Tom Brady and them. If Tom Brady had more weapons on the team, oh, the game probably been a lot closer, and they probably would have won. You know what I'm saying? He did have a chance to pull it out of this and that, but the defense, Blunt got shut down, you know what I'm saying, which you knew that was going to happen eventually. If it didn't happen in the AFC Championship, it's probably going to happen in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I take my hat off to New England, man. They did what they did with that bum-ass squad that they had, man, because of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick being the leaders that they are.
Right, right. I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
Hold on. Hold on. They don't get a pass because of that. They in the game. So you got there with all that with garbage, with MBG, nothing but garbage. You play with nothing but garbage. We can't give them no – they can't be crybaby gangsters. Oh, we give them a pass because they didn't have anybody. No.
How are we being crybaby gangsters? L. Boogie, they made it to the AFC Championship. You know what I'm saying? Peyton Manning, they played a better game. 400 yards passing, what, 2 touchdowns, no sacks or nothing like that. They stepped it up, they did what they had to do. But when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots have a team on the field that is good, that is comparison to Denver, they probably wouldn't have won, man. We'll never know that, though. You know what I'm saying? Denver was supposed to win that game. Peyton Manning was supposed to win that game. Fox News was supposed to outcoach them dudes because they had the better players. But at the end of the day, my boy got 3 Super Bowl rings, been there, what, 7, 6 times, 8 times, however many times he been, was going to break the record, you know what I'm saying, MVPs, you know what I'm saying. Peyton Manning still chasing my man, still chasing him. He need to catch up with his brother first.
He going to be forever chasing Tom Brady. He better win. If he win, he better retire. That's all I know. He come back, he going to be looking, go have one of them injuries. I'm telling you,
man. It's hard in football, man, to get, you know, to the Super Bowl, man. We've seen that with the Drew Brees, with the Aaron Rodgers, with the Dan Marino, the John Elway. Man, it's hard, man. Even the Cleveland Browns, man, they had a chance to go back in the 80s and stuff. Man, it's hard, man, and you never get back there. You know what I'm saying? We might not see San Francisco again. We might not see Seattle again, you know what I'm saying? Because football is a rough and rugged sport. And like y'all said, just like last night, somebody else went down with an ACL, MCL, and that was bad, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, ooh, wait. So, you know, man, people getting physical, man, they working out, man, they preparing themselves for this, man. But, you know, also, I hear y'all talk about this, too. Come on, man, that was a bad officiated game. I didn't hear nobody talk about that tonight. And you play the game, you know what I'm saying? You got the refs make bad calls and this and that, but the refs helped Seattle
hey,
a lot in that game. And I didn't hear nobody talk about that. I didn't hear you guys talk about that. And I watched the game, man.
I
hope they make the same referees that fucking – that I'm sorry, y'all. The same referees that are going to officiate the – that's going to ref the Super Bowl because they was terrible in that game.
But wait a minute, though.
Hello?
That's why you fight for that. Because that's why you fight 16 games in a season to get home field advantage, to get good, bad calls. I'm sorry, it happens. That's in all sports. So you're going to get those calls. You just got to show, you know what I mean, what I always say in sport. And I'm not going to quote this from Martin Luther King, but my man, the great Skip Prosser, you know, RIP. Sports doesn't, you know, build character. It reveals it. So you have to reveal your character and impose your will regardless if the haters say you can't do it. That's what Martin Luther King said. You have to overcome that regardless of the bad calls. You know you're playing against the referees when you're on the road.
The game got to be fair, right? They had the 12th man, and San Francisco overlooked that. You know what I'm saying? That 12th man didn't do nothing yesterday, man.
It's not the 12th man. It's a human being comfortable of getting out of their own bed, going to the arena. It's not about that. Trust me, in the NBA, you have guys who play great at home,
and play weak on the road. You see it.
I see it in Magic Johnson. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it in LeBron James.
Don't
them
go
guys
crazy.
Get on
see,
the
now
you're
going somewhere else
night,
with it.
And they do what they do.
No question.
The West Coast Seattle win that game, and you know it. They made some bad calls, man, that could have changed the whole outcome of the game.
Hello?
Can you hear me, D-Mac?
Yeah, I'm on, baby. I'm listening. I'm waiting for y'all. I'm waiting for some more. Give me some
D-Mac.
More info, baby. What y'all want to talk about?
D-Mac, I don't. You said you didn't hear me say it, but I said it earlier. I said San Francisco is the most cheated team this season from what I
yes,
saw
you did. Yeah,
from
yes,
last
you did.
Night.
Yes, you did say that. You did
there
say that. Yes, you did.
There were called against San Francisco yesterday that I couldn't believe that the ball was not going their way. And then what actually happened when Kaepernick fumbled and they made the goal line stop, that was their ball. You know what I mean? And then they gave it to Seattle, and ball never lies. That's why San Fran held on 42, and they were able to go down, but they didn't score. But they were able to go down and do what they did. And you know,
watch what happened in the Super Bowl. You think Bill Wells going to be on that black quarterback side? You think they're going to be on that college dude side? No.
They
he's a golden boy.
Yeah, they definitely going to have Peyton Manning back in that game. I definitely feel you on that one. But, you know, it's going to be cold weather. It's going to be the element game. You know what I mean? We don't know what type of weather we're going to get for this one. Is it going to be a snow blizzard? Is it going to be just cold? Is it going what is it going to be?
How many years? Them players on the East Coast in the cold, no dome, no nothing. That's going to be big, man. That's going to be big. Excuse me. And who knows? That might hurt Peyton Manning. It might hurt him because we all said it. He can't play in the cold. He can't play in certain weather conditions. But I'll tell you this, man, they got a squad, man. On paper, they look better than Seattle, man, because Russell Wilson, he made a lot of lucky plays yesterday. That 4th-and-7, oh, my God. And the touchdown, man, that was luck. But it was a good catch, good throw. He hung in there. You know what I'm saying? But I take my hats off to him, man. I'm going to watch this Super Bowl game. Yesterday, I was a little upset. I said I wasn't going to watch it, but I'm going to check it out, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope Peyton do his thing. I hope they set this dude Sherman up, man, because he the best quarterback now. Man, corners is just like running backs, man. With the last 3-4 years, it was Darrell Revis. Now all of a sudden we got Sherman. You know what I'm saying? But right there with Sherman is Patrick Peterson. You know what I'm saying? Darrell Revis, he's still in the game. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, man. Corners, man, they just like damn running backs, man. They're a damn a dozen, man. You have a good year. You have a good year. Next year, we probably won't even hear from this bum with his fake-ass attitude. Hey, look, I said L. Boogie.
Remember this.
Streets, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, he a lot of talk, though, man. You know what I'm saying? That dude got punched in the mouth, man. It wasn't even a sucker punch, man. My boy Trent Williams was like, dude, I'm about to punch you in your mouth because he was hollering the whole game. You know what I'm saying? But then when, like, 20 other people got between him, then he want to start running his mouth, man. I don't respect that dude, man. I don't respect him, and I never respect him.
Strength.
And D-Mac, remember
size don't matter, man. It don't matter how big you is, man. That dude punched him in the mouth. He should have punched him back, man. He should have did something, but he ain't do nothing, man. That dude all talk, man. All talk. And my boy Darius Thomas, man, he about to let him have it. He probably don't even check Darius Thomas, man.
Oh, listen to this. Trust me. He will match up against Demaryius Thomas and also I wanted to say this before that. The NFL stands for not for long, and Jay-Z has a song for that. It's called "It Was All Good" just a week ago. So we know.
Oh man, they're gonna start playing flag football in the NFL, man. I agree with you, L. Boogie. Mm-hmm. They're gonna start playing flag football, man. All the sports getting watered down, man. Boxing, football, basketball. It ain't like how it used to be, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly.
The world getting soft, man. America getting soft.
What's your before you go? What's your dream, man? Martin Luther King Day edition. What's one of your dreams, man?
Oh man, L Boogie man, T man, my dream man is for everybody to be happy, man, and everybody just live a good life, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop committing crimes. You know what I'm saying? Let's be out there for our young people, man. Let's be good role models, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's look out for our kids, man. Let's be good parents, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's uplift people, man. You know what I'm saying? And let's put God first in our life, man. God is number one, man. God, everything is possible, man. Just let him guide us, and he's going to show us the way, man.
True that, true that. Man, D-Mac, couldn't have said it any better, man. Big ups to you and your pops, man. Happy New Year to you and the fam as well. Straight from the streets, man. You know how we get down. Man, make sure you check in with us every time you can, man. You know we love to hear from you, man.
Man, I love y'all, man. I'm going to be chiming in, man. I love y'all, man. I'm going to tell everybody, man. Yeah. Hey, the show is getting hotter and hotter every week, man. Friday, y'all. I love y'all. One.
Woo!
And if you want to get in contact with us, email us, thestreetsistalking@gmail.com, or get by us on Facebook, The Streets Is Talking.
Yo, Mr. Sherman was tripping. Was he on a power trip? Was he J. Cole?
Oh, yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the NBA, give some shout-outs. And talk a little bit more about Martin Luther King. Man, shout out to OG, Baby Down Heaven, OU, T-Nick, the sports officials down there. Pook, I see you. Cloudy, Angie. Oh, man. D-Wig, up in Seattle. I know they frenzy up there, baby. Man. For all the losers, I know you feel like this. Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick. Tom Brady, I know this how you feel right now.
Okay, back when I was sleeping in my mama crib, or even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater for the may eat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring for your childish, you know childish, anonymous flower scent, you know coward, now this is not a hoe, took a power trip back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same clubs that I used to get tossed out, like got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in the and I'm totally bossed out. 06 crying cause they know that they lost out. But I'm still on you, I'm still on you. My drinks fell on me while I fell on you. I'm saying
iHeartRadio on demand.
You believe me if I said I'm in love. Baby, I want you to want me. Would you believe me?
And we are, got me up all night. And we are, all singing love songs. We are, got me up all night. We are, she got me.
Well, this has gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the f***ing be the longest bus ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And that I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want in there. Wiping in the club, man. My homies gon' disown in there. Like, give me $20. Too bad how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now typically I kick game like East Bay, but you got a freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just hook up one time and be through with forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
We are, got me up all night.
We back. We back in the asylum. Streets of Talk and Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. The aftermath of the AFC and the NFC Championship games. And we've been talking about I Have a Dream on King Day, special edition. So with that being said, I'm going to bring in somebody special. Pooh, what the deal? I hear you out there screaming. I got two questions for you. You on the line?
I'm here.
What do you think about the Richard Sherman's rant? I know it's been on Twitter. I know you be, you know, seeing that on YouTube. So tell me, what do you think about that?
Honestly, I think just black people in general, we got to tread lightly on things that we do and what we say, because it's always going to come down to, you know, he ghetto, he a thug, blah, blah, blah. They not thinking about him, you know, being in the heat of the moment and expressing how he feels. So, me personally, I felt like he was amped up and he was only writing what he said. But at the end of the day, like I said, being that he's, you know, black and, you know, we come off as being, you know, it's just going to be taken as that. So that's just what I've been seeing on the blogs and stuff. Like, you know, he is thug and blah, blah, blah. I mean, the man is a college-educated man. Why can't he be amped up and, you know, be in the moment?
From Stanford.
But exactly. But they don't see that. They see a black man with dreads or whatever his hair was doing, you know, screaming in the mic. That's all they see.
That's all they see. Now, since yep. we're on this thing with Martin Luther King Day, what's your dream?
I got plenty of dreams. just off the cuff, I would like to just see the abolishment of the N-word. I'm so sick of hearing the N-word. It just drives me crazy. I know myself, I've been working really, really hard to be cognizant of, you know, not saying it, because it just makes it sound ignorant. It totally just defeats the purpose of what our ancestors went through to, you know, gain respect and you know, not be called the N-word and all that stuff. And then here we go, you know, young folks, even older folks, in this, in that. Like it's cool, and it's not. So that's, like, the one thing I would really, really like for us to tone down with that. Females. Man, kill all that ratchetness, man. Kill all that twerking. Don't nobody want to see that. Because then your kids all up on the videos twerking. That ain't cool. Why would she ask me if my daughter knew how to twerk? I don't even know what that means. what is twerking? I don't know what that means, because I'm black. I know how to twerk. No, but that's just what happens when one person do it. And, you know, it speaks for the whole race. And that's what these kids don't understand. They have no idea of what we went through, what our ancestors went through. They have no idea. I went to go see 12 Years of Slave twice. And I was brought to tears because of where we are now as a people. Could you imagine being whipped? These kids don't even get whooping. They have no recollection or no nothing of what it means to be disciplined. That's why they out here wilding. So that would be my dream, just to kill the N-word, give it all that ratchetness, pull your pants up, walk around like you got to be fit.
Straight.
Thanks for dropping that jewel.
You know I'm about to be young one.
We appreciate you dropping that jewel for us, Pook, man. And we love it from a female perspective. And, you know, always tell a friend to tell a friend. In your case, no homo, tell a whole bunch of boyfriends.
I'll do that.
That's what's up, L Boogie. That was a great point, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop the ratchetness, man. See people walking around here, hair wild out, you know, not dressing appropriately, sagging to the ankles with some skinny jeans on. Come on, man. How do we get down like that? You know? And like she said, man, these kids ain't, I mean, depending on who the parents are, man, ain't too much discipline going on in the households anymore. You know, these kids get a spanking with that belt, boy, they go call the police. You know what? They ain't even called the police. They got child protective services level stored in the fall, ready to exercise their rights. Little do they know, about to go somewhere to get beat down. You should have stayed at home. It took that ass whooping at all. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, that's what's up, man. I really enjoyed hearing that from sis. You know, twerking. Twerking.
And let me say this. While we're, you know, really striving as coaches, and we look at Killer Winslow and look at how his mental is and look at Geno Smith and these guys' mental, and we keep pushing these guys, letting them know that, oh, yeah, you're league material. And we're not teaching these guys how to handle the moment, whether it be good or bad, because they don't know what to do. But we want to make sure that we drill them on jump shots and, you know, making sure that they're fast for a 40-yard dash. But what we need to be doing is making sure when things are bad, how to cope with it, and when things are good, how to handle the success. You really got to do that. So this is the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show, and we drop jewels like that, you know what I mean, on everything from a street perspective. And, Ro, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Oh, man, you know I do, man. I want to say, man, congratulations, man, and big ups to the chef, man. You know, you can only talk about it for so long, but then when it actually opens up, starts to go down, man, say, man, God bless you there, the chef, man. I hope much success to you, you know, way from out here, man. We definitely going to be there in the house, man, and get us a good meal, and I can't wait. You know what I mean? But I ain't coming out there when it's cold. You got to get me in the springtime. That's way too cold for me, L Boogie. But, you know, big ups to D-Mac and his pops, man, you know. I always want to give a special shout-out to those guys. You know, hope everything goes good, man. God willing, everything will be all right. Big shout-out to my mama, called in, you know what I'm saying? She always check us out. She don't want to chime in. She says she was going to chime in if I didn't say nothing about, you know, giving her a shout-out. So got to make sure to keep mama on point, you know what I'm saying? Don't want her to call me out, you know what I mean? Big brother Skeeter Mo, you know what it is. Big brother Bass calling in. That's my dude. You know what I'm saying? Dame, everybody else that called in today, you know, the chef, man, not the chef, Bluesy, Sean Ray, who was studio guest today, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that stopped through the studio today to bless us, you know what it is, man. Much love to everybody out there, man. Wife and kids, let's get it in. Happy Martin Luther King Day to everybody. If you don't celebrate it, got to start celebrating it, you know what I mean? Because if you're in a state like we in, you know, they try to make you work for it. You know what I mean? So when you can, take the day off. 2 days, very important. You should always take off. MLK Day and your birthday. Should never work on those 2 days. No matter where you're at. You know what I mean? You always got to make sure you take those two days off. So much love to you, Jewels and G. I see you out there on assignment, and you know what it is. Shout out to Ramon Marks, my dude, Coach Marks down there, man, Sierra Linda High School out there, man. My dude called me over the weekend, man. So big shout out to my dude, Coach Marks. I hope you guys, you know, pick it up and turn things around and have a season like you did last season. But other than that, you know what it is, big brother. Much love, and we'll holler at you on Friday, buddy.
No doubt. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Martin Luther King. You know what I mean? For giving me, you know what I'm saying, the inspiration to have a dream. And also I want to give a shout-out to greatness. Because without greatness, it can't be stopped, and that's what we are, in the streets. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's calling in, supporting the movement, you know what I mean, and giving their take on the show. I want to give a shout-out, you know what I mean, to my Uncle Gary, my Uncle Buzzy Siegel. I see you looking down, Siegs. You up there with MLK. You know what I mean? Drinking coffee. Shout out to Cookie. Big Mix, I see you. Man, the sports officials, thanks for letting us get up in there yesterday. And you know what we always do, Ro. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
And don't forget this, world. Those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Let's get back in this cell. For Ro, I'm El Boogie. We'll get back with you on Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's go.
Hey man, I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Hey man, I tell her way to fit the bottles and she tell me say when and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church. Bottle after bottle, drink until I overdose. Pull up in the Phantom, watch some bitches catch the Holy Ghost. Every time I step up in the dealer, I be gone, bro. Johnny wanna fuck me, I say get on top and roller coaster. I lay back, she go crack. Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me, I just pee rosé. Last night, I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when and I say church.
For my sin, I'm just tryna win it. She a devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. You wet again, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, that pussy good. I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. She got that $1 million body. Shorty my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron all day.
It's rock all in my bottle. She was on that reposado. And I think I'll run to Rado. And this bitch I'm spinning like I hit the lotto. Cause it's the lotto.
Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her.